Cooper Egg Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
What our consumer is demanding is what we want to give them.
That's Jimmy Maxey with the Cattlemen's Beef Board, who's been following his tweets and social media regarding the cattle industry.
See what other people are saying about you and then putting what is the truth out there about our product. And we use social media to tell people about the good aspects of beef, and we use it also to get out the recipes and things people want.
That's Jimmy Maxey from Fresno, California, and a member of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. When we look at the cattle industry, are we looking at more predictable markets this year than the last 3 years? Don Close with Rabobank thinks so.
Just after the extreme volatility that we have had the last several years, the ability to employ seasonal considerations, the ability to employ a business plan, a risk management plan, I think will put producers in a much more positive position than what we've been in. But if you take the fact that the market has reached some price points that should provide a level of stability, if you take the ability to see export markets continue at the pace that we have seen, I think producers will be looking at a much improved, at least more stable marketplace.
That's Don Close, a senior analyst for Rabobank. And now a producer spotlight, we head to Lone Star Ranch in Eureka, California, fifth generation farm with Mark and Dina Moore. Here's Mark Moore.
Well, I think that for me, I do look at the next generation coming up. We've got the seventh generation on the ranch right now. And so you're looking at what can you leave the next generation, because it's a beautiful place and it's been the driving force of my whole life.
There's, I think, a huge value in collaboration across diverse traditional boundaries. And I think by being able to communicate our passion for a working landscape and a diverse background and working with a variety of partners is really where my interest and passion, and Mark and I are wonderful partners, and he keeps our ranch life going.
That's Mark and Dina Moore from Lone Star Ranch in Eureka, California. Now with more cattle news on Egg Life, here's Patrick Cavanaugh.
Mark Morgan with an operation in Johnson County, northwestern Arkansas.
I still farm with my dad. We got a diversified operation. We've got turkeys, peaches, and cattle, but I'm more on the cattle side. We run about 325 head of mama cows. We develop our own heifers, and then, you know, once we wean calves, we background those 90 to, you know, 120 days. And so that's really, you know, kind of my area of the operation, as well as peaches. That's more just in the turkeys.
He shares more information on the backgrounding of those calves.
Once we wean, you know, we background on grass and, you know, we'll feed them a little bit dry right now. But, you know, we're getting steers up to, you know, around 750 pounds or so. And then we usually sell to Oklahoma City, you know, selling that feeder calf. We definitely, you know, background them. You know, they got all their shots. We try to put a high-quality product on the market.
But there's definitely problems in Arkansas, an extended drought.
In Arkansas, you know, we're pretty blessed with rainfall usually. You know, it has been a challenge this year. You know, we grill ryegrass and wheat. Definitely, you know, don't have the fall grazing that we like to have. We put up a lot of hay, and so, you know, we can limp by on that. But, you know, every year's different in the cattle business, that's for sure, whether it's market or environment or whatever Mother Nature gives you. We just kind of got to make do.
And Morgan says even though the weather, the climate doesn't cooperate, at least the legislature in Arkansas does. And the Arkansas Cattlemen's Association helps. And by the way, Morgan is a state board rep for the Arkansas Cattlemen's Association for Johnson County.
Well, I tell you, we're pretty fortunate. In the ACA, the Cattlemen's Association, has done a good job, you know, really working with legislators and getting us as producers the ability to, you know, contact our legislatures. And, you know, there's a really good relationship there. We've had several people that have, legislators, I know, especially in the cattle counties, that have really championed some legislature, you know, in the past few years. So it's really a good relationship.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.